Maybe we should get that song. Storms might play it later on a little. Hey, single ladies. Rashog probably knows all the words. He's joining us next. He could probably sing it for us. He's a good singer, actually. Shocker, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. I'm
you
good.
Know that nice song, though, don't you? You know that song, don't you?
Well, I'm just trying to think of how many words I know. I think it's like, put your hands up, something, and then I don't know any.
Yeah, I don't know many. I'll be honest. Like, I do know words to a lot of songs, but that, hey, single ladies, but that's all I got. I don't really know anything else, so I would suck at that one. But it's good. We all know the song, right? We all know the song. So
yeah, there's a big exactly what you're talking about.
Single and ready to mingle party tonight at On the Rocks. So for all our single, organized by a group of ladies, I should add. So gents, figure that one out.
Really?
Yes, this will be a lot of fun. So I would highly recommend they get here. They can go to jasongreger.com. I'm helping these ladies out to promote it. They're doing some little fundraising for charity, which is great. And gentlemen, you could find some love tonight. A lot of hockey fans fell in love with Jeff Carter for a bit. So you never know what could happen. You could be Jeff Carter. You could have a natural hat trick tonight at On the Rocks. Who knows? Who knows, Shogger?
I wouldn't recommend that.
Let's talk Jeff Carter, Johnny on the spot. I guess that's what goal scorers do. You're in the right place at the right time.
Yeah, no kidding. And funny, a natural hat trick in, 14 minutes or so?
Yeah.
That's the thing about this lineup, you know, and that's kind of the story moving forward here a little bit, is that what do you do if you're Mike Babcock? He's got some really, really difficult decisions to make. Here you've got Jeff Carter, who started the tournament on the first line and ended up getting demoted to the 13th forward and then gets a hat trick. Then you got Marty St. Louis, who started the tournament as the 13th forward, gets moved up to the first line and played not too bad a game. So, I mean, the depth is a little bit crazy, and I'm sure that Sweden would love to be having this problem right now. But, I mean, Mike Babcock was asked after the game, like, how do you feel about having these extra players around? He hates it. He absolutely hates it. There's too many guys trying to work everybody in, in Vancouver, it was just, they had their guys. Those were the guys that played. That was it. And you got to live with it. But here, it's almost like there's too many decisions to make. Cause what does he do moving forward now? Who comes out? We know Patrick Sharp's going back in. Who comes out?
It's a really good question. I think on the back end, it's probably easy. If Hamus is coming in, I think it's Vlasic who comes out. That's just my own guess, Ryan, but we'll see what happens. Up front, though, I guess you could go with a young guy and take out Duchesne, but, you know, you definitely can't take out Carter. A lot of the fans want Kunitz out because I think a lot of them didn't like him there to begin with. How would you evaluate his play? And is it too early to evaluate? Because, you know, in non-competitive games, I'm not necessarily sure that Kunitz's game really fits.
Yeah, I do agree with that point. I think that you'll see value in Kunitz more in a game against a team like, you know, the Swiss or Finland even coming up here, or a different type of game. I think that's fair. But at the same time, he's here for one reason, and that's because Canada felt that he would have instant chemistry with Crosby and that they'd be able to produce. Well, he's not producing. And I wouldn't say that he's struggling. I wouldn't say that he's bad, but he's not playing great. And that is too important a line to have a guy who, you know, isn't playing great floundering around on it. I think Sid is playing really well. I think Sid is setting guys up and making plays. And I do believe Crosby's playing well. But to me, Kunitz has been pretty average there. The problem is, and this was the issue with taking Kunitz, if he's not on Crosby's line, where is he? Where does he fit? You could try him with Perry and Getzlaff. He's played there before. But I don't know that he has a spot in this lineup if it's not next to Sidney Crosby. So I think maybe you give him one more game, but I don't know about you, buddy, but I'm kind of very curious to see John Tavares in that spot.
Yeah, did Babcock give you any hints on what his thought process is?
No, not really. He said he would evaluate it moving forward, and no, he's not going to give anything up other than to say that the scratches were coming back in. So it's totally left to speculation at this point. I tend to think that Subban comes out of the lineup. I think he likes Vlasic. He's given Vlasic, they're giving him pretty regular minutes. He was up around 16. It's funny with Subban because couple of times, and in the third period, PK stepped over the blue line, tried to stick handle through a few guys, and then threw a backhand pass to nobody. And I immediately looked over to Babcock on the bench, and he was walking down the bench with his arms in the air, looking at Lindy Ruff like, "What the heck?" And Lindy just sort of shrugged his shoulders, like, "I know, I don't know what to tell you, I know." It was just kind of this really funny little exchange, and Babcock sort of smiled and shook his head like, man, oh, man. And then you know, a couple shifts later, he's pinching, and it's just the risk-reward of P.K. Subban, right? That's the thing. You play P.K. Subban in Montreal 20 shifts, and 16 of them you're going to love. Four of them you're going to hate. The problem is here, you can't get away with having one of those shifts that your coach hates because there's too many other good players all around you.
When you look at Ryan Rochaud joining us from Sochi, it's really hard to assess. Like you mentioned Subban. Sometimes he make high risk. But when I look at him in a game where it's more intense, Ryan, I want him on my back end because he can change the momentum. He can do things more than some of those other guys, so specifically Hamus and Vlasic, right? Definitely on the power play. Yeah. We've seen point shots go in because it's that much closer to the net than what you are regularly in the NHL. I can't take Subban out. Now, maybe he's only your seven and you spot him in. But I can't have him in the press box. I just think he's too valuable for all of the overall assets that he brings.
Well, look, this much I know. Mike Babcock likes the pairing of Patrick Sharp and Duncan Keith on the second unit power play. They're a ready-made pairing. They play there together all the time in Chicago. And part of the reason why I understand why Sharp was taken out was because Subban was going to get a look on that second power play point. So he was there with Duncan Keith. So if Patrick Sharp goes back in, did they just not use Sharp in that spot that they sort of had intended for him? This is tough decisions to make. But Subban to me, and he's a hot button player. You know, people in Montreal are passionate about this guy, one way or another. I do agree with you that. When the chips are down, he's a great guy to have in there. But there's a certain amount of steadiness that comes with the other guys. And I just don't know that Subban, Mike Babcock said, I'm looking for guys that I can trust. I'm looking for guys I can trust. And I'm not sure that when you look at his defenseman that he has to choose from, that PK ends up being a guy that he feels he can trust when it really, really counts just yet.
Looking at the other tournament, the other teams, Ryan, Canada right now, I think, is +8. Finland is a +9. Obviously, whoever wins that game gets the automatic bye. But it really then comes down to the second place teams, you know, Russia, USA, whoever has their best plus minus Canada. And then in Sweden's pool, that extra game off. Some will say, well, it's great, but it's really going to be another game against Slovenia, Austria or Norway. So it's not going to be like it's a really taxing game. It's more so maybe a game that can get you in bad habits, right? You obviously want to avoid it, but do you think it's that detrimental to those teams by having to play that extra game?
No, I mean, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. And it kind of depends on how your journey to that point has been, right? I mean, Canada, so they play back-to-back nights. Well, they're going to take a whole day off tomorrow. They're not even skating. At least most of them, and then they will have a morning skate, then they play that night. I mean, this is not a grueling tournament. It just isn't. So I don't know that playing the extra game is the worst thing in the world, especially if you're a team that kind of feels like you're not really tuned up to the extent that you want to be. In some ways, the extra game, if you get through without any injuries, could actually end up benefiting you. Because one of the challenges of the tournament is to get players used to playing with one another, get used to the new systems, get used to what your coach is asking of you. And some might suggest that another trial run against the middle of the way team is actually not the end of the world. The other thing about it is you face elimination against a team that's a little bit of a lesser opponent. So you've already faced, you're a little bit more battle hardened because you've faced elimination. So I don't think it's the worst thing in the world. I think if you had to choose, you'd take the rest and you'd take the bye, of course, tactically. But I don't think that, you know, if Canada has to play a game or even the U.S. or whoever has to play them, I don't think it puts them behind the eight ball moving forward from there.
What about the fact that Marty St. Louis is an injury replacement and he's played both games?
Yeah, well, that speaks to... That speaks a lot to Marty, and I think St. Louis playing really well. I thought he played really well tonight. Early on, I thought his line he and Crosby were really good together. They had a couple. I had them for three chances in their first four shifts. I thought they played really well. And so, look, Babcock was asked the question, do you think he's going to play with, or Yzerman was, with a chip on his shoulder? And he said, I don't think he'll play with a chip on his shoulder, but, you know, he said the right thing. I'm telling you, Marty St. Louis is playing with a bit of a chip on his shoulder. Like, he's setting a pace and a tempo out there, at least he did in the first game. He's almost saying, I dare you not to play me. I dare you to try and scratch me again. And if you remember back in 2010, it was Mike Richards who, Mike Babcock, let him know he was going to be the 13th forward, and Richards basically laughed at him. And by the end of the tournament, was one of the more reliable players. So sometimes if you know, give these guys a little bit of a shot in the pride, you never know what you might get out of them. And it's turning into a real good story for St. Louis. I would keep him on that line with Crosby moving forward, at least for the next game, if I were the coaching staff.
Shar, from all the games you've seen, and I know it's hard to say, is there one team, like, I don't know, some of the U.S. writers were suggesting they should be the favorite now because they spanked Slovakia 7-1, which I found quite laughable. But is Canada still clearly the favorite in your mind, or has any team maybe piqued your interest when they're playing thus far?
Yeah, well, I have to say I've seen Russia, I've seen Sweden, I've seen Canada. I have not yet seen the U.S. because the games are happening at the same time, so I watched the Russian game instead of the U.S. game. So I can't say that I've seen the U.S. up close yet, but I talked to a lot of people who were at that game, and apparently it was pretty impressive. They've got high-end scoring. Canada clearly has a much better blue line, but they have superior goaltending. The U.S. needs to be taken very, very, very seriously in this tournament. Anybody who suggests that they're not in the mix to win the gold medal, I don't think you look up and down that roster, and that's a heck of a good team. So I would say that early on, the buzz is how good the Americans look. Now they're a game in, so let's see what happens against Russia tomorrow. That'll be an absolute beauty.
Shugger, what time is it in Sochi right now?
Oh, let me look at my phone here. 2:39 a.m.
2:30, buddy. We're going to let you get some sleep because are you sleeping in tomorrow? You get a day off?
No. I got to be at a press conference in 9 hours or so.
Oh,
here.
Well,
so,
hey,
yeah,
buddy, you get some beauty 15, sleep.
16 hours a day.
Oh, that's good for you. Get some beauty sleep. Make sure you don't forget your gel, okay?
Sounds good, buddy. Take care.